They are some of the best known and most loved dogs in the world, and we'll take a trip to meet them next on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Today, just about every American has heard of this organization's name. But few know the story of how it all began.
Our founder, Dorothy Harrison Eustace, was a wealthy woman from Mainline, Philadelphia, and she loved dogs. Dogs were her passion. Her contemporaries loved dogs, but they loved dogs that were bred for the show ring. Dorothy was more interested in the working qualities of her beloved German shepherds.
Dorothy went to Vevey, Switzerland to breed and train dogs for Swiss Army rescue work. She was later asked to write an article for the Saturday Evening Post about dog breeding, and she chose to feature the work done by the Germans who were training dogs to lead blind veterans. She titled that article, The Seeing Eye, after a passage in Scripture and Proverbs. One young man in Tennessee was touched by that article.
No one was more inspired than a young man named Morris Frank. And he was so inspired, he wrote to Dorothy Eustace and he said, "Please train a dog for me. If you do, I'll come back to the United States and I'll help you start a school here."
Rosemary Carroll says the Seeing Eye organization was established in January of 1929. Only dogs trained here can be called Seeing Eye dogs. All others are simply known as guide dogs. Great genetics are the first step in producing the best guides for the blind.
Since 1929, we've produced over 13,000 matches between blind people and seeing eye dogs. At present, we have what we call active graduates. Those are people with seeing eye dogs. That number is about 1,800.
At 8 weeks of age, the puppies go to live with foster families until they reach 18 months of age. At that time, the dogs come back to the seeing eye. An instructor trains 10 dogs at a time for 4 months, and in the fifth month, the dog is matched with a blind person. The process has changed very little over the years, and the price has not changed as well. It's a remarkable story nearing a century of service to the visually impaired. Traveling the countryside in Morristown, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCrae.